30-minute reviews, beware of spoilers, and exploring hyperspace lanes are all available ad-free. But if you want to support the show, you can go to bewareofspoilers.com and click the support button that's available on the Spotify website. Thank you. Good evening, and welcome to Beware of Spoilers. I am, or not Beware of Spoilers, Sediment Reviews. I am Adam, and this, it is Monday night. And as such, it is Monday Night Football time, and we talked about this a few weeks ago. We were going to get a trailer this week for an upcoming Marvel movie this week, was my prediction. And the reason for that was that we tend to get the trailer for the next Marvel thing the week of the current Marvel thing. And the reason for that is, you want to get promotion going for the next thing, so that way when I go and sit my ass in the theater to see the Marvels this week, I know what's going on, and I can anticipate what's coming. And I can start getting hyped for the next thing. You want to get that, because I've said it before, and I'll say it again, there are trailers I've been iffy about, and then I see it on, you know, writ large on an IMAX screen, and I am fucking jazzed for it. Like, Eternals was one of those, where it's like, I saw the first show, and I was kind of eh on it, and then I see see it on an IMAX screen, and there it is, in all of its glory. There is fucking, what was his name, Tiamat, in all of its glory, and I'm like, this is gonna be fantastic, and I was right, despite what naysayers will say. And we talked about why this is kind of a weird situation before. The SAG strike is still ongoing. We don't have a clear timetable on when we can expect it to be wrapped up, and we don't know, by extension, when Deadpool 3 can resume production. Deadpool 3 is Marvel's next slated release. Now, we sit here and we act like, oh, it's because of the strike. Very clearly, Disney could sign a deal with the Screen Actors Guild to get back into production on that movie outside of the AMPTP, but they're unwilling to do so. So, herein lies the problem. And the issue is, Deadpool 3 is not done yet. They still have more principal photography to do. Captain America New World Order finished principal photography and just has to do reshoots if need be. This leaves them in a weird position where they could delay Deadpool and put Captain America in its spot. But if they can get Deadpool in that May slot, they'll keep Deadpool in the May slot, because that May slot is pretty good real estate. The July one, less good. And you don't want to have Deadpool 3 in the middle of summer having to compete. And herein lies the issue. Number one, I don't think Thunderbolts sitting in its release date. We haven't even started principal photography yet on Thunderbolts. So I don't think there's a chance in hell that starts shooting until, like, January, February, and there's no way that's hitting its date. We'll be lucky if Fantastic Four hits its date. But these two movies are done, or will be done for next year. The issue is, Marvel does not want to put out a trailer for Deadpool 3 today, and then have to next week, because talks fall through again. They do not want to go back to have to explain, okay, we're shifting it again. That's not the press that Marvel wants right now. And they don't want to delay it in the event that they can get it out for that May date, because they want that May date for Deadpool 3. So herein lies the issue. What do you do with the ad spot you've already reserved in Monday Night Football for this week, during the matchup that at the beginning of the season would have been interesting between Aaron Rodgers and Justin Herbert, with the Jets playing the Chargers, but since Aaron Rodgers got hurt, you now have Zach Wilson facing off against. And that has been not a great game so far. Even though, as I'm recording this, the Jets have started to go on the field a little bit. The issue is, what do you do with that spot? And the answer they came up with was not move it to a different subsidiary of Disney and put it in the trailer for Planet of the Apes. That would have been the smart thing to do. No. They used this for the Marvels and put out a new trailer for the Marvels. Now, for those of you keeping score, the Marvels opens in 4 days. 3 days, technically, because it opens on Thursday with preview screenings. So, the Marvels comes this week. We'll have a review of it up on Beware of Spoilers the day it comes out. Well, we'll have it on Friday, in all likelihood. Unless I can get to a later showing on Thursday. With this situation, how does this, you know, how does this work out? Why would you do this? Why would you waste the space? And then to put the trailer out, the trailer feels kind of silly. Because here's my issue with this movie. And I get the feeling, after seeing this trailer, we'll be talking a lot about this on Friday, on Beware of Spoilers. I feel like they've made a severe miscalculation with this trailer. I feel like they've made a severe miscalculation with how they're marketing this movie. Namely, why did you not market it as it's being about an incursion in the first place? When you dropped that first trailer on Good Morning America months ago, why was the trailer not the one about the incursion? And like, oh shit, so reality's breaking. We have another universe coming in. Like, if you started with that months ago, instead of holding off until now, people would have had more hype for this movie. Like, this just comes off as an unforced error from the marketing department. And this is coming off of earlier in the year with, you know, Quantumania giving us functionally the entire movie. They overcorrected in the wrong direction. And it's just like, why would you do this? This is silly. Like, what you should have done is gone to, you know, led with this. Lead with the fact that you're going to have this incursion, and that's what they're going to be dealing with. And that it appears the jump points that they use for interstellar travel in the Marvel Universe, it appears that these things are going to be fucking up, and that's going to be causing the incursion. And why was this not priority one to promote? You do trailer one as it was. You do this as trailer one, and then you do trailer two as it was. Or you flip it. You do trailer one as it was, and you do this as trailer two. Either way, by the time the movie's coming out, you have sold people. Because you are now showing you're building towards something bigger. You completely fumbled this. It's just baffling. Why was it not priority one to show? People were bitching for months. Oh, nothing seems connected anymore. Oh, nothing seems connected anymore. What's anything coming from this? And the idea that we had Doctor Strange 2 say, oh, by the way, an incursion's going to happen. And all of that set up. And then we have that happening now. What the fuck? What the fuck? This is just dumb. And I'm not talking about the movie. I haven't seen the movie. I'm just talking about the marketing scheme here. You put out two basically identical trailers that are all tone, which, fine, you gotta put a tone trailer out. A tone trailer is very helpful to sell the movie. I get that. But I would say this should have been trailer two, because if trailer one should be on Good Morning America, you use that for tone. Trailer two should be dumped on YouTube in the middle of a week. You do this for trailer two. Boom. There is hype for that movie. What the fuck? And I think the reason why they did it here and they put this movie out where they did, is this trailer out where they did, is because they want to see if this will get one final surge of interest right before the release. Because it seems like you're building out, you know, toward that. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm just baffled. Utterly and completely baffled by the decision making here. It makes zero sense. Why was this the course of action that was decided on? Who decided on this? And before we start blaming Nia DaCosta for, oh, she went off and started working on another movie, as if James Gunn wasn't shooting the cameos at the end of Peacemaker on the set of Guardians of the Galaxy 3, why were we throwing her under the buses for this movie's underperformance? When it's clear you had this trailer, and you could have put this trailer together, and this should have been released before this. It's just baffling. But we'll wrap up there for today. And until our next episode, which will be, what's it called? Which will be, what's today's date? Later this week we'll do another episode. We'll talk about Echo a little bit. But until then, have a great rest of your week.